Then she noticed the looks on the crew's faces and realized that if that were so, she was not the only one being toyed with. Some of her fellow Sith looked worried, some looked confused, and two Kashyyri even looked enraptured. But no one showed any indication that they recognized the presence they were feeling. Vistara glanced over and found Lady Rhea frowning in concentration. But her master's gaze was not fixed on the dark crescent into which the Crusader was traveling. Instead, Lady Rhea's eyes were focused on the two black holes revolving around each other in the binary system. Her expression was wary and alert, though not quite hostile, and Vistara could tell that her master sensed something there, something she herself had not detected. Vistara shifted her Force awareness toward the binary system and brushed a third presence. It was vast and cloudy, faintly dark and welcoming, but with a pair of bright seeds that felt almost threatening in their intensity. They seemed somehow more pure than the cloud in which they floated, knots of solidness adrift in an ocean of vapor. Then the color drained from Lady Rhea's face, and she braced herself on the bridge rail, her knuckles whitening as she squeezed.
"Lady Rhea?" Vistara asked. "What is it?"
Lady Rhea continued to stare toward the binary system.
"I'm not sure. It felt like..."
She let her sentence trail off, then shook her head.
"It's hard to say. I thought for a moment I recognized a presence."
"Recognized what presence, Lady Rhea?"
Chal asked.
"If Ari is right about this being a trap..."
"It changes nothing," Lady Rhea interrupted. "We have our assignment."
"Only if we know Ship is in there,"
Chal reminded her.
"Lord Vol said nothing about throwing our lives away in pursuit of phantoms."
The Force rippled with the crew's growing anxiety, and Vistara knew that Lady Rhea had made a rare mistake by admitting that Ship might be leading them into a trap. Everyone aboard could sense the strange presence waiting ahead, and she felt certain that a fair number of them also sensed the smaller presence near the binary. A persuasive argument from Chal might be enough to make the crew doubt Lady Rhea's judgment, and when Sith began to doubt the judgment of a leader, it was seldom long before they took a new one. Vistara knew Lady Rhea was strong enough to retain command until the Crusader was inside, but if they did not find Ship quickly, or ran into trouble before they did, Chal might well be in a strong position to challenge her authority, and if he won, there would be no doubts about Vistara's own fate. She focused her attention on the growing abyss ahead. It was practically all she could see now, a vast smile hanging sideways in space, opening wide to swallow them down, with the tiny blue ball of a distant sun burning bright at the bottom of its belly. Vistara reached out to Ship, opening herself to the Force and begging him to answer her call, to reveal himself not just to her, but to the rest of the crew as well. Instead of Ship, Vistara felt a dark tentacle of need slithering into the void she had created. Cold and lonely and hungry for her. It wanted to draw her close and keep her safe, to protect her from Chal and her jealous rivals back on Kesh, from the crew members she fought on pirate raids, and from the Jedi with whom the tribe was preparing to do battle. It wanted her to come to it inside the abyss, to join it in its ancient hiding place, where it could keep her safe forever. Terrified and confused, Vistara tried to pull away, drawing in on herself and trying to return her focus to the bridge of the Crusader. It was like trying to pull away from her own intestines. The thing was rooted inside her now, pulling her toward it almost physically. No, not almost. She could feel it actually drawing her into the railing, using the Force to drag her deeper into the abyss. Then a collective gasp went up from the rest of the crew, and Vistara knew they felt it too.